Macmillan Audio presents Daughter of the Pirate King by Tricia Levenseller. Read for you by Marisa Carlin. Let us not, dear friends, forget our dear friends, the cuttlefish. Captain Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean, at World's End. Chapter 1. I hate having to dress like a man. The cotton shirt is too loose, the breeches too big, the boots too uncomfortable. My hair is bound on the top of my head, secured in a bun underneath a small sailor's hat. My sword is strapped tightly to the left side of my waist, a pistol undrawn on my right. The clothing is awkward, as it hangs loose in all the wrong places. And the smell! You'd think men did nothing but roll around in dead fish guts while smearing their own excrement on their sleeves. But perhaps I shouldn't complain so. Such precautions are necessary when one's been invaded by pirates. We're outnumbered, outgunned. 7 of my men lie dead on their backs. 2 more jumped overboard as soon as they saw the black flag of the Nightfarer on the horizon. Deserters. They're the most cowardly filth. They deserve whatever fate comes to them. Whether they tire and drown...